happens when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Hello there!
Yes! Active FM, Christ music is hot music and radio has never been better.
I was about to tell you, no. I mean, yes, we do have hot music and it is Christ music, but do you know there's never been a radio like this?
Never.
Until Active FM.
Ever.
Hello.
Hello.
Ma'am.
When last were we together on the show?
You know what I'm saying?
It's been so long. Welcome back, Akwa. Remember,
welcome back, the love
show. The first time I was an Active FM DJ.
Yes.
We were tag teaming.
Just like this.
Back in
We've
the day.
We've always been.
I don't think they can even find those podcasts anymore.
No, they can't even find them. But, you know, we could talk to the producers. Yeah. I'll say my producer, but my producer is not your producer. So then we can't share the producer. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Why?
We have the same.
I'm kidding. We do have the same producer.
Yeah, my people are your people.
My people
we'll talk to our people.
Your people. And it's like totally amazing. Anyways, summer
goals. Let's just discuss what just happened today. What hit Khabir because...
What do you mean what happened? I said let's talk to the people. All right, we're sitting in 2020.
In 2020.
Which
Yay.
Is the year... Okay, I mean, 2020 is the year. Anyone in history where you say 2020, they will tell
They'll
you.
They'll know.
Yeah, that's what the
They'll
year
know.
Is. So now, in South Africa at least, we can go and play with other kids. In South Africa,
yeah,
all the outfits you've been saving, and I say this from the mode, even though mm-hmm. we're trending, you know, we just did a fashion show about fashion is back because there was actually a New York Fashion Week. Did you know?
Can you believe it?
I was invited to it. All right. I'll tell you all about
but
it on
just
another
really
time.
Busy?
Yeah. No, it was a virtual one. They can't invite you.
Oh, they had a virtual fashion. Oh, my gosh. 2020 has canceled our lives.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so fashion is back, but now, I don't know about you, but I confessed on the mode that I was one of those people that was buying clothes for those days that I was going to be able, it was a faith step.
You know?
That's exactly what it is. It was a faith step. I was buying clothes for those days because I knew they were coming.
Yeah.
They would be able to go and just sit at a restaurant again.
You know, and just be bad and bougie.
Bad and bougie, that's what it is. But now, isn't it we have plans?
No, we had plans. Yeah, we did.
And 2020 decided.
Woo! I'm telling you, we had an Easter camp and we were so excited. There was a new movie that was going to be released. Woo!
Listen, then there was this conference. The red carpet looks.
And were we punting? Were we excited?
Were we ready?
Jiggy jiggy.
Boom.
Lockdown.
Pandemic.
Finished.
Done.
Not happening anymore.
Now in our houses.
Canceled. Just like that.
Everything.
Just like that.
Without our permission.
You know.
Do you know what? I would have really appreciated it if they just came together and said, all right, world.
Guys, you know.
Listen, gather around. Okay. Yes. There's this thing that's coming. We've been planning it. It's called the pandemic. It's going to be called the coronavirus. It's going to come from China. All right. What do you guys think? You know,
it would have been nice had we been consulted.
Should we do it for like 3 months, for 6 months, you know, or like the whole year? It would have been nice.
Ooh.
And then we would have been like, no. Can we do it? Yeah, no. After March, before July, it's my birthday in July.
And you know what's the funny thing then, for me? Yeah. What's the funny thing was that when we started the lockdown in South Africa, you government officials, you got us. Y'all got us good.
Yeah.
Started out, oh no, guys, you know, we're just going to do like a 3 week nationwide lockdown. Everyone's gonna just like stay at home, and then after 3 weeks, guys, we're gonna reemerge as a new healed, corona-free society. And jiggy jiggy, week number two, they're like, sorry guys, you know, we need to extend it and make it a 5 week lock. It got to the point they don't even announce anymore. It's just
I mean, people were counting day 100, and I'm like, where? I stopped counting after day 21 because, and you know what? And people were excited. They were like, what? 3 weeks? Paid? Leave? At home, of course, I will go. Send me, you know, because we're like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you have to work from home. You know, people are just like, oh, this is cozy.
Yo,
until they started extending.
We were planning our Netflix. You know, we're gonna.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Before we boycotted Netflix, we were planning.
Oh yes, I'm gonna tell you about we boycotting Netflix. Me and you,
there ain't anything cutie about it.
We're not friends. I say exactly. Netflix. Showmax. I see you.
Apple
I got
TV
you.
Where you are.
Oh, I've got, oh, you got Apple TV. Welcome to the club. She just migrated from Android to iOS.
Yeah, so I'm just doing a review. Might not be convinced.
You might not be convinced. Don't worry, girl. It's coming. It's coming. Apple is going to do the things.
She's
I'm so for iOS.
She's biting the apples. We out here on the Android. Okay, I can't be on both sides. That's a story for another day. So, Jamie, on the mode.
Yeah.
The show, all right, that is actually coming, so that we're looking out for. We're actually talking about summer goals. You know, we had weddings, we had body goals, we had family goals, we had relationship goals. I mean, me and Bae were going to be seeing each other, meeting each other by now. I'm sure I would have had like an engagement ring on, you know, and then 2020, man, did the thing.
Yo, 2020 canceled our lives, eh? Did 2020 just say, no, not this year, not?
Because I was planning to travel all over the world. I was going to do New York Fashion Week in New York.
You know, you were going to go to New York.
What did you book 2020
the plane
do?
Ticket. 2020 just decided we're locking you down. No more. Nothing's happening.
But
anyway.
You know what I love about 2020? It gives everyone a chance.
What do you mean?
Let me just explain to you. Did you not hear me just say, I was going to New York, but the only reason I couldn't go was COVID.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that I didn't have the money to go to New York.
You know, that's right.
I didn't mention that somebody says, why aren't you in a relationship? I'm just 2020. Why aren't you?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in your summer,
in lockdown.
In your summer body, whatever you like with...
We're in lockdown.
Well, 2020, you want a summer party? It literally gives each and every single person a chance to have a life in their head where you just, and everybody has to believe you because you can't be lying.
Yeah, no.
You couldn't have traveled. Forget that you didn't have the money and the plane ticket and all of that.
The fact that you wanted to.
Listen, you would have if it wasn't for COVID.
Yeah, you know?
So I love 2020. I like 2020. Hi there.
Sure.
People are like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, really? Seriously, my travel plans? I don't understand. I would have traveled the world this year. You know, I was planning to go to Cuba. I wanted to go to Istanbul. I wanted to do the New York
Malibu.
Ended off in Italy,
California.
And then come back home.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, that was my plan. But
and then Italy was hit hardest, like first, you know. And
No. I was ending. Save
one of the guys
for lost,
so.
Babes.
Yeah. Listen, you know what I've heard though?
Yeah.
Italy is now like one of the cheapest places to travel to since the coronavirus, because if you go, they're like, they're paying your air ticket back, they're paying half of your accommodation or something, like, because they want to get their tourism back.
So apparently Italy. Going to Italy. Is, hi, Italy.
But remember, it did have a very high rate with the infection rate. So.
Can I die in Italy? It's fine.
Hi.
On those white sand beaches, can you see? I mean, my full-on white outfit.
I can see myself just,
you know,
dipping.
Oh, listen to me. Yes, half price for me. Because
no, literally. Apparently, they've like chopped down travel by that much. But then again, we're in South Africa. What currency does Italy use? Euros or something?
Yeah.
So just. Keep in mind that
The rent did go up yesterday.
Yeah.
Because the US dollar crashed and then.
But
it was just,
but
the
just,
one
just keep in mind that euros are more than dollars.
No, listen. The only reason we couldn't travel, remember, was 2020. It wasn't the euros.
Oh yeah. So oh yeah.
When we are planning to go back to travel, when the international flights are open, there's nothing else that's stopping us. We gotta keep this thing. You see, 2020 is a year of faith. 2020 is a year where you're like, the reason I didn't get married was 2020.
I mean,
so I'm definitely doing it in 2021. The reason I didn't travel was 2020. So, oh yes, as soon as the international flights and everything, I'm going.
Yeah.
It's a year of faith. It's a year of dreaming. It's a year of opening up and just saying, yo, this is what it is.
This is what it is.
So what plans did 2020 cancel for you?
What plans did 2020 cancel?
Yeah.
2020 canceled like conferences and a lot of stuff with ministry for me, because that's like mainly my stuff that I'm doing in the year. Yo, we have an internship here where we work. And you know, I had hopes and dreams, eh? That I have plans. Was I ready for these interns in January? And they only did like 3 months. And then, boom. COVID was like lockdown.
Yeah.
So what all the nice things.
All the nice things.
All the nice
you
things.
You know, I've literally heard families, you know, that had literally sat down and did like a whole year plan that we, on the public holidays, on the birthdays, on everything, you know, they were literally on some, you know, in March, it's, you know, auntie's birthday, we're going to be doing this. In July, you know, it's Boneka's birthday, we're definitely going across because we can't be here in the winter, you know, these public holidays. But now all of those were cancelled. So what do we do? And I think people are just out here like, wait a minute, wait. So now we can do things, but we can't really do a lot and whatever. What's left to 2020? So if now, as the love dove Jay, because we're already talking about this, is there even a point to me looking for a relationship now?
Leave because the boys alone.
Listen to me. They're talking about a second wave. So is there even like a point to me now starting this flame? I'm just about to light this matchbox. And then they boom, second wave.
Leave the boys alone.
So 2020 is a no boys year.
Just, as a matter of fact, it's a no girls year. Just cancel. As hard as it is for you to hear.
Okay.
My brother, my sister, let me help you.
Uh-huh.
From getting into some heartbreak.
Leave the boys alone.
Leave them alone. You know what?
I've but discovered. The guys can go for the girls.
Can I tell you? No, no. Also them. Just leave them.
Oh, okay.
That's my advice. But anyway, it's your life. Use it, don't use them. You know what I've discovered though? So we've had an emergence of a whole lot of new like influencers on TikTok, Facebook, not really, Instagram, on YouTube and so on, an emergence of a whole lot of YouTubers and so on. And Asia is in fashion this year. I don't
Asia's
know what happened.
Asia's always been in fashion.
No, I'm talking about like Asia is trending on everything.
Oh, okay.
It's Asian food. It's Asian people because they're gorgeous. It's Asian. Oh, it's Asian everything.
Let's just stop there. Explain to me why are Asians gorgeous?
No, because God was good. God was very good when he made Asian people and black people and white and all the likes. You know what? You know what I've come to discover, but I'll tell you that just now, okay. Right? So anyway.
Note, NB, come back to Asian topic.
No, we must come back to the topic. All right. It's happening. But anyway. What I've discovered, right, with all these like influences, and since we've, a lot of things have gone online, a lot more people are spending time online on social media and so on, right? We've given the platform to people who are just average everyday people to become content creators themselves and start their own self-promotion platforms on there, which to an extent has been good. But I need to tell you what I've discovered in 2020, what's happening here.
All right.
So you've got these male content creators, no shade. No shade. If maybe
we must
I was
leave
in the
boys,
state.
But these male.
No, but let me put it for you, right?
Finish.
You're gonna get what I'm saying at the end. Let me just put you into the picture here,
okay.
Right?
I'm in.
If I was in your position as a male content creator, I might do the same thing.
Okay.
But I know y'all secret. So they come up and it's these gorgeous looking guys, right? I picked it up when it started off with these like TikToks and stuff and videos with them going, oh no, I'm single because, and I'm single because. Okay. There was the one where these gorgeous people would say, I'm single because I'm ugly. I was like, hey!
Which ugly is this?
Lies. So now you want me to go and comment, oh no, you're so gorgeous. I'm like, hey, okay, stay ugly then. That
so
is
you
are going to
give them that
with your God.
Section.
Number one. Yeah, okay, well, firstly, well, okay. You know how I am. I was going to be like, okay. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
I'm starting to pick up a change. I'm just like, all these good-looking, successful people.
Yes.
I mean, they're doctors, they're engineers, they're content creators,
a
you know.
Man with
I'm
work.
In college. I'm in this. I'm
okay.
In
car.
Yeah. And they're good-looking.
Yeah.
But they're all talking about how they don't have girlfriends. I'm like, y'all lying. You know why?
Why?
I bet they do have girlfriends or wives or whatever it is, someone else.
But I
in the
mean,
picture.
As the wife, why would I let my husband or my babe post on TikTok or
some
Instagram
of them,
that I'm not there?
Some of them are just not mentioning it at all.
Okay.
Right? So this is why. Because their fan base is female. So in a female's brain, right?
You could get.
We have a.
You could hook up with.
You know it's impossible, but you don't mind playing with the idea.
50%.
There's not even. You know it's a 0.9990000000. Even in your head, you know, like it's never gonna happen. But you don't mind playing with the idea in your head.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a shot.
Okay.
So therefore, you continue to watch the videos and comment and interact, and they're
hoping that
they are so
one
good.
Day where he's gonna look into your inbox and inbox back.
Yeah, yeah. They are so good at interacting. That is their. Listen, I must give them props on that. They are so good at interacting. They're doing like Instagrams where you can jump onto their Instagram and they can then talk to their fans and
on lives.
They've got groups. They message back. They like back your comments. So that time you're like, yo, you like back my comments. In the back of your mind, girl,
let me show you my inbox. Look. Who just inboxed to me?
In our minds, we don't want to admit this, but you're playing with the idea, then you know what? This one.
This
one is in Mpumalanga, you are in Australia. It's just not gonna happen.
Okay.
It's just not gonna happen. So although you're playing with this idea in your head, right? So that's why you keep doing that. Now, as you are keeping watching the videos,
they're getting more famous.
If the moment they mention that there is like a girlfriend or something, automatically in your mind is like, zoop.
There's a disconnect.
Because do you get what I mean? You kind of out, which you might not stop exactly, but you do a lot less.
Yeah.
And you'll be a lot less interested because
now your 0.0009900
has just gone to just zero. It's just like, it's just not happening. And a lot of us don't like, contrary to popular belief, a lot of women don't like pushing up on someone else's man because then, you know what, he ain't really yours. And we all know that inside somewhere, some want to hide the thing, but it's okay. We'll deal with you guys
later.
We'll talk to you later. But there's that thing. And so that's why they kind of don't say anything.
I'm like, probably looking at the wrong people on Instagram. I'm going to be talking to the love Dove J.
I'm telling you.
And she's going to be hooking me up with
these people. I'll hook you up.
Because I missed them throughout the whole lockdown. I'm like, where are these single eligible men out? Because I just felt like there was just a world of no men.
Single is possible. Eligible is not that common. I promise you, single, like, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Oh, they're
eligible
everywhere.
Is now when we start.
Yeah.
Yay.
Then you're like, no. Why? There's always something a bit tricky.
Something a little bit fishy.
Something fishy on those. That we cannot put our fingers on.
But that's exactly what is happening. As a matter of fact, like, I know with Asian K-pop, Korean pop music is now in. Which shocked me. I was like, ha, kids in Africa are listening to Korean music. They can't understand. No, but it's fine. They don't mind. They're happy listening to their K-pop.
They're happy, aren't they?
And then, no, they're very happy. With K-pop artists, did you know they're not allowed to date publicly?
Okay.
But it's for that reason, because then it makes you less desirable if you are with someone.
Okay.
Because the majority of your fans are female.
Yes.
So they're feeding off the same thing. I was like, you guys.
So tell us.
You are tricking us.
Tell us.
No, listen, Asian. Your Asia is happening. Hey, guys.
So are you going that side?
No, I'm not going that side.
Oh, okay.
I need to stay right here.
You know?
But don't worry.
So you're not going to be marrying an Asian.
No,
hoping you are one of those private relationships.
No. Me, I will not be a private relationship. I will be a public. Listen, the day I'm in a relationship,
everyone knows.
No, actually, that's not true.
I'm like, we don't do a live podcast.
I was about to say, everybody's gonna know.
But I just feel like that would be very unfair. As the mode, as whatever, if I'm in the trend, I make sure
that everybody knows
that I'm in that trend. So as the
Love
Dove J.
That's
Jamie.
Is your business.
Mosadi,
oh.
If you tell us about this thing of love and relationships and, you know, friend zone and whatever, the day you have it right, we should be on some, tell us.
No, but you will hear
what's
from my
life. What's going on?
Here's the fact of the matter, right?
Okay.
Even on my life, you'll hear me say this. Your relationship ain't everybody's business. So stop feeling like you gotta tell everybody. It ain't everybody's business. It's your pastor's business. It's your business.
Okay.
It's your family's business. Because when you marry that person, they become their family. It's your money's business. It ain't anyone else's business. You don't have to go and tell everybody. You really don't. You really, really don't.
Okay,
there's
so you
people
believe
in your
those that he should not post you?
No. I need to tell you this. If you missed the love show.
Yeah, because I did that on the mode too. I'm like, should I be posted or not? Clearly, according to the love dove J now, my husband, it's not everybody else's business.
No,
this
it's not.
Must
you tell them.
Me.
You tell them
so
what
I
you want
just
to tell them.
Statuses and then disappear.
No,
like
you tell them what you want to tell them. You're not obligated to tell them everything.
Okay.
It's not their business.
So now, if a man, this is the man.
Let me tell you the truth.
No, let me ask you the question.
Okay, ask me the question.
This man, your man, says that when they're in a relationship, they're like,
yeah.
Listen, it's not everybody's business.
No, he's right.
We're going in private, so I don't need to post you. Nobody needs
it's
to know.
It's not about the post.
Nobody
it's
needs
about
to
our business.
Yeah. So you fine.
So now everything that's happening in my relationship to everyone
I'm
else.
I'm not saying tell.
That's what I'm talking
I
about
agree
here.
With you. What I'm saying is this man says, babe, I am posting you.
Yeah. He's not posting.
I'm going to post your picture. I am posting you on WhatsApp. I am posting you on nothing. According to everybody, including the other girls, I'm single.
Then he is single.
No, but you agree. You're like, it's not everybody's business.
No,
so
what I'm
I
saying is that you don't have to go and spread everything that's happening in your life to everyone else.
Yeah.
It's not everybody's
business.
So
you're happy to be a secret until
no, I'm not talking about secrets. I'm talking about if there's whatever's happening in your relationship, you're not obligated to go and tell everybody else.
I'm not saying tell everybody, but let's just talk about this posting thing because there's like a thin
the
line.
Posting, I think,
you
for
know,
me.
The cheating men are like, yeah, I'm with the love dove J this time. Because me, I'm not posting this girl. It's just
think,
me and my family.
I'm not talking about
know?
Just post, but like post, I think, posting
because
helps the other
Instagram,
person feel secure.
You know,
Posting helps the other person feel secure because you are actually telling, you're showing the world that this is who I'm in a relationship with.
Uh-huh.
What happens in between the relationship is not everyone else's business.
Yes.
But I do think it does help the other person feel secure. But can
okay.
I tell you, so I asked
yes.
Denny this question, like,
mm-hmm.
why is there such a battle with guys to post their girls?
Yeah.
The answer shocked me.
What was the answer?
But I suspected. This is the answer. So, one of two things.
Mm.
Either the guy is cheating. Like, he is chatting up a whole lot of other girls. And if he posts you, it's like, okay, well, then who is she? You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
then it ends off all his possibilities that side.
Exactly.
Number
yeah.
Number two. He might like you as a person and think you're pretty. But compared to the other girls.
You're not.
On social media. You don't measure up.
The girls are like, ah.
So
you mean that's why he is not posting?
Because
me.
He feels like you don't measure up. He doesn't post.
That's exactly why I'll be fighting for the girls. You better let him
like
post
this.
You, honey. If he says he's taking you seriously, he better post you. You hear me?
No.
This whole thing that
but
I'm telling everybody this relationship is just between me and you, and you know nobody needs to know. Tapa,
people, listen.
Talk.
What I'm saying. Is that the
post
things
me.
That... Am I going to discuss our fights with everyone?
No.
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
am
please.
I going to discuss our money issues with everyone?
No.
Am I going to discuss if, for example, I was insecure because he did something whatever with everyone?
Obviously not.
Now, I've got
but
people...
But can you post me on my birthday?
No. Not just birthday and anniversary. Every week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Nyana, there should be
every
something.
Every second day, every night, every day. They must know. Your profile picture is us.
Okay. That's a lot.
Finish.
I mean, it's like, okay.
I am playing.
That's
because, why? What's happening?
But, like, everything must just be you.
No, your profile picture, that girl is actually like, oh, I'll be saying Mr.
No, he also needs to know how to swerve.
Oh, right. That, never mind.
No, you need to have some swerve game.
Okay.
That game that just goes like this. Can I tell you about swerve game?
Please tell
when
me.
When someone's shooting their shot and you
okay.
just
you swerve
like
this.
Pull.
Pull and prove.
My swerve game has been getting on fleek during
okay.
lockdown.
They are just sliding in your DMs and you're like, bah.
Yeah. You know when they send okay. you a message like, oh, you're looking
yeah.
so good today.
No,
like, thank you, my brother in Christ.
Yeah, exactly. You said it's just a
swerve game on fleek.
Okay.
I'm
so what do you,
you
do when you get a hey in your inbox?
When I get a hey, I don't reply. What must I do with a hey?
Oh.
What do you want? I really...
That's what you do when you get a hey in your
what
inbox.
What must I do with a hey? hays for cattle for them to eat.
Okay.
Come with your things, yeah. So but every now and again, you get like someone who's really brave, hey?
Okay.
And then they like, they hit you with the...
Like, I've been checking out your feed and I like what I see, you know? And so,
you know,
I've been
game,
thinking that me and you should get talking. My name is... What's your name?
Lover of Jesus Christ. Y'all don't know what y'all dealing with.
Daughter of the Most High.
Can I pray for you, my brother?
Can I pray for you, my brother?
Then I would like the anointing.
Okay.
Start playing this.
They say, I like your feet. You're like, did you see that verse?
How beautiful are the feet
of those
who bring good news. Someone give me an amen.
Amen.
They're not ready.
Swerve game
like this. By the time you're done.
You're on Tokyo Drift, you.
You're
on Instagram, you're not playing.
15 like that. Huh? You won't catch me, shame.
Yeah, so, guys, you know.
Forget.
All that have been trying to be sliding into the Love Dub Jays.
We did a show where we slid in my DMs.
Okay.
So, we went through my DMs, and then Nindeni had to translate exactly what these guys wanted.
Okay.
Because, like, literally, I didn't realize it. He picked this up.
Okay.
Because I screenshotted some of my DMs, obviously hiding the names. So if you did DM me, don't worry. He doesn't know it's you.
Yeah.
Hiding names, profile pictures, everything.
You gotta come. You gotta improve your game.
No, you've got you.
DM her a verse. DM her a verse and say, the Lord Jesus said, for he knows the plans he got for me and you.
Don't worry. I'll be like, I'll let my pastor know. He'll preach about it on Sunday. Don't worry, I'll let my pastor know. I think this is a good verse. Hey, you know, people actually still try the can I come to church with you line. Do you know what I say? Yes and amen. Let me just text my pastor real quick. Your number, what's your number? Text it to my pastor. Then they don't give it to me.
Oh.
Like, I'll just come on Sunday. They don't even know where the church is. You just like,
my favorite one is the Lord has told me.
Oh.
That me and you
are.
Listen, these guys are on point. These guys know we Christian girls, so they will come in.
But the Lord told me.
But they're on some. The Lord told me. I saw it. I dreamt it. I had a vision. Says in the Bible that the young, you know, and the old, and yeah. So what's up, girl? So you're like, I'm like, nah. The Lord's gonna tell me too.
Yeah, I know.
Me and you. He hasn't told me. He's been quiet about you for some reason.
No,
I haven't had a vision about you.
I asked him, and he was just like, I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
I didn't even ask him. You didn't even cross my mind. Yeah. What it is.
You know what's the best one? You tell them to go and fast for a week. Go and fast. But anyway, we've got to be closing off the show.
We had so much fun.
I had so much fun doing this with you.
Sure. And how did time fly?
So quickly.
That's exactly what they say. When you are having fun,
time flies.
Absolutely flies, baby. So this is us on the Active FM live show.
Yeah. And if you want more content like this, you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you also got our IG handle at ActiveFM777.
Yep. Check out our YouTube page, baby. Go like, go share, go subscribe. Check out the mode. Yes. All right. We are there. The Love Show. The Love Show just won. Actually, the Love Show didn't win. Jamie's co-host just won.
No, you won for the team.
Take it
for the team.
Okay, for the team.
Yeah, for the team together.
For the team. Yeah. Okay, together with just his picture on. Okay, won. All right. That's exactly what it is. But you need to listen to that show because, like you heard, they be sliding into her DMs while we're out here talking about summer goals on the mode. So there's the movie show. There's the politics show, which has been hot lately. There's the news show. There's the shade show. There's every other show that you are needing. So you better go and check it out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, from Jamie Musadi and from Boneka.
This is your girl, Aqua. Peace out.
And God bless.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Okay. Su futuro ha borrado mi pasado. Él quiere perdonarte los pecados. Ahora tengo la mente de Cristo. Soy amada, soy una ministra. Yo me río en todas sus fotos. Su sonrisa visto. Oh!
Cristo llegó. Y un nombre, sobre todo nombre se le dio. Él murió y resucitó. Y Cristo vive en mí porque ya no vivo yo. Y ain't nobody love me like this. I don't wanna change what it is. I just wanna be where you are. Because you're the one who cleaned all my sins.